Harry, how close have we come to a real serious nuclear disaster in this country?
Just almost had one in Toledo. In fact, this is an instance where this corrosion problem I was talking about ate through 70 pounds of steel in the reactor vessel lid. And I'm talking about this lid was 6 inches thick, and there was only a quarter inch of steel left that prevented a major meltdown from happening at this reactor near Toledo.
That's it? A quarter inch?
A quarter of an inch. It was, and the only reason they found it was because the nuclear regulatory investigators got a court order and ordered the operators of that plant to shut it down so they could inspect it. Because the plant operator said, this plant's just fine, don't just leave us alone.
What would have happened had there been a meltdown?
It would be a catastrophe. It would, in some ways, it's worse than a nuclear weapon going off, because in a meltdown, you talk about a 1,000-megawatt reactor, you have thousands of times more radiation than you had in the Hiroshima bomb.
Now, explain to me the logistics of what happens in a meltdown, Harry, and then how does the radioactivity get out into the atmosphere?
If for any reason the fuel rods cannot be cooled with water, if that cooling system for any reason fails, it takes seconds before those rods begin to melt. And once they start melting, the nuclear energy itself accelerates the reaction, and the whole system will begin to melt, and you will have spewing radioactive steam.
This is a
catastrophe that would contaminate the, if it happened anywhere in the continental U.S., the whole country would be impacted.
From one plant.
You'd have strontium-90 in everybody's water at probably six times the level you do now.
Oh, my God. Would the plant blow up?
Most people will tell you that they can't, but there's a number of people who suggest that they can. Once that meltdown reaction starts, frankly, nobody knows.
No, and I don't think I want to take a chance on that.
In fact, when the reactor operators at this Texas plant, when they found this corrosion on the bottom of their reactor, and they couldn't fix it because it's a inside weld from it was the pipe was welded from inside the reactor, which they can't get to now. And so they're going to cut the outside of the tube and attach a new tube to it, but that means the old corroded part still is left, and they're going to run that baby. It's going to fail, and when they do, you have a loss of coolant accident. That system can melt down, and let me tell you, people within, let's say if it had been Indian Point, if that reactor had been hit by Al-Qaeda in New York, it would have made 9/11 look like a picnic.
This power plant in Toledo, of course, we have a huge audience down there listening.
They should be concerned.
I'm sure they are. Has the plant shut down now?
Yes, it's been shut down for some time. The plant in Texas has been shut down for some time. And, of course, you know, these operators hate to shut these plants down because it costs them lots of money to do that. But this deregulation has turned the whole nuclear industry into a highly secret organization. And the only reason I know about these leaks is because of the engineers on the inside leaked this stuff to the New York Times, and they publish it.
Now, there have been warnings at that plant in Toledo for a number of years prior to the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, just about every nuclear plant's got problems. But this corrosion problem, it affects all of them. It's every, and the older, and the problem with this plant down in Texas, it's not even a very old plant. It's only been running about 15 years.
Well, when we take calls in a few hours with you, I would hope that some people from Toledo call us, because I'd like to know a little bit more about that specific situation. So when you shut down a plant that was operating, right?
Yeah.
What do they do to replace the power that was going to everybody in the businesses and the homes? How do they shift? Where does it come from?
Well, that's a very good question, George. And fortunately, as we pointed out, you can build enough wind machines in about 1 year production if we get with the program.
But in this particular case, how did they shift it? They went from using nuclear power.
Right.
Where they shut it down, they had to replace it somehow. What did they do, go to coal? Or
No. You don't want to go to coal. That's another disaster.
Well, but what did they do? What did they do?
Go to wind.
No, that's not what they did, right? What did they do to replace that power?
I'm sorry. No. Yes, they just bought power from the grid.
Okay, and they just added it to the grid, and they
That's
just
right.
bypassed.
Put more pressure on the natural gas supplies that are also going out, and they're wrecking the economy too, according to Alan Greenspan.
So they were able to get by without the plant.
That's correct.